Hi, Eagles fans. I'm Alex Smith. Welcome inside the NovaCare Complex Studios. Let's take a deeper look at the Eagles' 38-27 defeat to the Dallas Cowboys in the first ever edition of Stats Only. Sunday night was without a doubt a tough game for Eagles fans to swallow, and a lot of that had to do with the Cowboys jumping out to an early lead. Meanwhile, the Eagles went 3 and out on their first 3 possessions of the game, but it was on their 4th drive when things really started to pick up. Trailing 21-0, the Eagles finally started moving the ball on their first possession of the second quarter. Mark Sanchez found his rhythm by completing 4 passes for 54 yards, all of which came to running backs and tight ends. From the 5-yard line, it was Chris Polk who was able to punch it in for the score. The incredible Polk would find the end zone again later in the game, improving on an already impressive statistic. After scoring on both of his touches on Sunday night, Polk has now scored 6 offensive touchdowns on just 50 career carries. A 12% touchdown to carry mark. By comparison, DeMarco Murray, Le'Veon Bell, and Marshawn Lynch, the top 3 rushers in the league, have touchdown to carry percentages of 3.13%, 2.68%, and 3.9% respectively. Darren Sproles followed up Chris Polk's 2nd score of the game with one of his own, and just as the Eagles took the lead and it looked like things may be swinging in their direction, the Cowboys answered right back with a touchdown of their own, and they never looked back. The Cowboys started off the drive by going to the air, as Tony Romo hooked up with 2 of his favorite targets on the night, Dez Bryant and Jason Witten. Romo looked for Bryant early and often on Sunday, as the duo combined for 13 catches, good for 59% of Romo's completions. The wide receiver tight end combo also accounted for 183 of Dallas's 265 receiving yards, that's good for 69%. Bryant eclipsed the 100-yard mark for the 14th time in his career, while his 3 receiving touchdowns were a career high. Romo and Bryant did most of their damage either in the red zone or through the vertical game, as 6 of Bryant's 8 targets came either in the end zone or 15-plus yards downfield. When the Eagles did pay extra attention to Bryant on 3rd down, Romo went to his reliable tight end. Witten was targeted 4 times on 3rd down, making 4 catches, 3 of which were good for first downs. Fans will look at the Eagles' lack of success on 3rd down on both sides of the ball as the reason why the offense couldn't get into a rhythm and why the defense couldn't get off the field. But it was actually first down that played a major role. Throughout the game, the Eagles had difficulty getting the ball rolling on first down. Of their 23 first and 10 plays, 13, or 57% of them, went for 3 yards or less. On the other side of the ball, Dallas was held to 3 yards or less on just 11 of their 30 first and 10 plays. The Cowboys' first down success allowed them to take their shots on second down. In fact, 4 of Dallas's 5 touchdowns on the night came on either first or second down. 7 of Bryant's 8 targets came on second down, with the only exception being his 25-yard touchdown grab on third down early in the 4th quarter. Up next for the Eagles, a Saturday trip to our nation's capital to take on Washington. And after Sunday's game, the locker room expressed that the only thing they could control was how they prepare for this week's game. And we'll see how that plays out on Saturday. To check out the rest of our key stats and figures from Sunday night's regular season home finale, check out our infographic right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.